I want to start off by apologizing for forcing you, not forcing, asking you to adjust our schedule on the podcast. You came in early.
I did.
And you asked for one thing, one thing only. You don't ask for much. Good meals.
I love the good meals.
Good meal.
Gotta have that.
And respect your dinners because you're focused on the food.
Okay. Very, very focused. Gotta have the food.
And your workouts.
That's it.
Nothing else you ask for.
Nothing else.
You don't complain.
Anything you need me to do, I do. I don't mind.
Two things.
Yep.
And one of those, you're in complete control of. That's your food.
Yep.
You're like, that's not what it, whatever. But your workouts.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to bend,
mold.
I asked you, I had a meeting, and you said, J-Bell, I got you. No worries. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's start the podcast off like that.
The thing is, those two things aren't mutually exclusive.
No.
They're linked to each other.
Yes.
They're very, very linked to each other. Like my food is linked to my workouts. Yeah. So when the workout is destroyed.
Oh, I forgot I didn't.
I can't eat the food. And so that's where the problem
is. Oh, it really ruins your whole.
It ruins the whole thing, man. It ruins the whole thing.
I didn't think
But I tell you what, though. I tell you what I did, though. And here's the saving grace for you, J-Bell.
Tell me, bro.
Is that I looked online and the classes that I take.
Yes.
All I had to do was just get up a little bit earlier.
Oh.
And so I could take like the classes anyway.
Okay.
So I'm not that upset. Like,
okay.
I'm okay. You see how
you still you're
If I wouldn't have got my workout in, this couldn't have happened.
Sometimes you're in full time daddy mode though.
Yeah, yeah. But today just wasn't one of those.
You had
Layla came back.
Okay.
The nanny's there.
Okay.
Everything's good. Bro, I'm just chilling. Like, ain't no problems. I got you.
Because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You were on the grind.
Yeah. For a while.
Yes.
Yeah. When Layla was gone.
Yes.
And the nanny was. Yeah.
You
was
had bad. A limited amount of space to do what you needed to get done.
Bad, 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 bad.
And
that's
that
like
was
a
it.
Real. That's like an actual job.
Yeah.
You got to respect the people who take care of kids. That is a real, real not even nine to five.
It's 24 hours.
24-hour job.
It's
tough.
So much energy. You're always on, depending on what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
There is no rest. I mean, you're literally their life is in your hands at all times.
Yeah.
There's no blinking.
No blinking. And then I remember I was talking to one of my friends and he was like, well, when the nanny's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your wife is gone on her business trips or whatever, that means you can now come out with the fellas and you can now, you know, start to enjoy yourself. And I told him that, oddly enough, this is really strange. When my wife is gone, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's just the nanny, that's when I'm super alert. Like it's a different, I really can't go anywhere then. I really can't be out then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is like almost contradictory because you think, hey, you know, hey, I can go.
No.
I get more alert.
Yeah.
When she's gone.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Because that's good parenting, maybe?
Yeah. I got something to tell you.
Tell me.
Have you ever seen the movie Force Majeure?
I know what Force Majeure is, but I've never seen the movie. Is it a legal movie?
It's legal.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Because it's a legal term.
No. Hilarious.
Is it new or old?
I'll say it's pretty old.
I need to tell my mom because you know she's ready for it. She's in town.
Yeah.
She's ready for an OC special. Yeah.
So the guy went to a ski resort with his wife and his kids.
Okay.
Right. So they're sitting outside.
Uh-huh.
They're having a breakfast, I think it is.
Okay. That sounds very rich.
An avalanche comes.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And the avalanche comes down and the guy takes up and he takes off and he leaves his kids and his wife, right?
He left everybody?
Oh, I mentioned it before. Yeah. And so he left them, but they didn't die. So now he comes back and they're looking at him.
He has to explain himself?
Everything's changed.
What was his...
He tried not to mention it. He tried to act like it didn't happen, right? But it led me to a very interesting point.
Oh my
very,
God.
Very interesting.
The man point. Tried to act like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Very interesting point.
All right.
And I had this conversation with Layla. This was maybe 2 weeks ago, right? And she almost died laughing, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you know how, like, sometimes, well, not all the time, sometimes you hear People, you know, sometimes you're married and you hear a woman talking to a man. She's like, mm-hmm. you can't tell me what to do and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I remember we were living in Notting Hill. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And people broke into our house.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. We just never talked about it on air.
So they broke into the house.
Yes.
I'm laying there with my wife and my kid, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They broke into the house. And immediately that happened, I told her, I was like, get out of here, run away right now. Mm-hmm. And I immediately engage mm-hmm. the robbers, mm-hmm. right? She saw this. Mm-hmm. So she comes back and everything. So when we were having this conversation, I was like, you remember how...
Why are we laughing?
Because you know where I'm going.
Why are we laughing?
Remember how sometimes you like to say, or women like to say, you can't tell me what to do. Yeah. Why when I told you to run then?
Immediately you're like, yes.
God.
Yes.
Why wasn't there no questions? When I had to put my life on the line.
I'm sweating.
Right?
I'm sweating.
Why was that an immediate, I'm out of here.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I hear, yes, there's no, we ain't talking about this.
Yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing is, like, I didn't even think.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think about it at that point in time, right? My immediate reaction was run.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then I think about that movie where the avalanche came and the guy took off running.
Bye-bye.
Get out of here. So different people react in different ways under different circumstances.
Yes.
But ladies, listen sometimes.
I think that's what makes it hard at times for anybody, especially when you're talking about communication, where you say, how do we come to a conclusion quickly mm-hmm. together? Because most of the times, there is something is high stake. And we need to move fast. Mm. How are we getting there? Like, how are we getting there? And it's one of those things that it's all about what is our process. And your process was obviously in place because it worked. I guess, you know, whatever. I'm getting this thing from Simon. He always bothers me.
Yeah, he does.
In the middle of a story,
yeah,
as fascinating
too.
As that, he puts a piece of paper up.
Yep.
Like, hey, say this, J. Bell.
Let's talk about something let's mundane.
Let's do that. That's what it is. And he wanted us to self-promote ourselves.
Okay.
Self-promote ourselves.
Okay.
Bad English, my daughter would say.
I got you.
And that's good because the education system out here, I agree with, and it's well. Mm. We are nominated, OC.
Okay.
We are nominated for Sports Podcast of the Year from Sports Podcast of the Year Awards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nominated.
We're nominated.
I wonder if we're going to get tickets.
Because last time we were nominated.
Somebody was nominated.
Didn't even get they tickets get to the ticket. Show.
Right.
I mean, well, if Simon is in any control of this, we would.
We would.
We would. I guarantee you that Simon would not forget us as a union. Mm. And you got to click the link below. There's a description and all that. And we're up against all the American football podcasts, OC. Yeah. That's what we are.
You know what? You know what, Jason?
You don't want to win it.
No. Hold on. You know what? You know what? Simon is so disingenuous, man.
Yeah. Tell me why.
He's so disingenuous,
yes.
J. Bell.
Yep.
Because before you came in,
yep.
right? Mm-hmm. He was screaming, I don't want to win this award.
Really?
Yeah. And where is American football? We're up against. Nah, 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 nah. And now he's giving you the paper promote.
I'm here reading it
what
incorrectly.
You're just a terrible human being, Simon.
Yeah.
So you do want to win.
And
you're one of those people.
Yeah.
You're one of those people, Simon. You do want to win this.
Because this is even more. He has written more, OC. If you want to vote, you can go to Sports Podcast Awards and vote.
Wow.
For the Jason and OC podcast or the Richard Sherman podcast.
Wow.
Or whoever you want.
Wow.
That's
look at that.
Written by Simon.
Am I lying, Will? Was he not in here just?
That's written by Simon.
Chris, you guys were both in here.
Yes.
They were both in here.
Yes.
He was just in here saying how much he doesn't want to win the award. Now he's giving you a piece of paper to promote it.
Full page.
Terrible.
And OC put his hand up like, stop y'all conversation that you are highly engaged in, J. Bell, and say this, reference this, because this is what matters to me. That being said, we would get a ticket because Simon would make it happen.
That's true.
That would make it happen. When 2 weeks goes by, OC, I forget about all the wonderful things and interesting things that have happened.
Okay.
That I'd love to discuss with you. And I'll be honest, I forgot about one of them.
Okay.
Because it came, it went, it gathered a lot of attention.
Okay.
And then Simon brought it up to me again, because this is what Simon comes through sometimes with some good stuff. Or you told him and then he told me.
Okay.
One of the two.
Okay.
I was late.
Okay.
That being said, the Gary Lineker situation.
Oh. So we are going to talk about this. I told Simon, I was like, Jason's not going to want
to
talk about this.
Oh, he mentioned it to me and I really, on purpose, did not get into an in-depth conversation with you about this because I feel like I have no clue what you're going to say, but that you will have thought about this different than I have, which would probably promote some brain cell movement and make me look at it differently than I do.
Yeah.
But maybe the same as you. I'm interested.
Okay.
Interested. Now that it's played out, which what we like to do that.
Yeah.
We're not speculators, right? Because we know what speculation does. It makes banks fail.
Yep.
So
we just saw that. That's a good one.
You like that?
That's good.
You like speculation? Banks fail. You know, being finance a long time, I tell people, this is how it works. That being said, we don't like to speculate. We like to look at things holistically, have the information, and then kind of look at each side of the opinions.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of throwing it at you and then we'll go from there. But this is fascinating. I have some thoughts on it that kind of relate to the way we look at the world.
Okay.
And an example of that, maybe.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, but I'd like to start with you. I'm just throwing this at you, I know. But what are your thoughts, you know?
Okay.
2,000 foot view,
because
you kind of know how it all played out.
Yeah. So I think the reference is the tweet that he made that a lot of people took.
Yeah, break that. Well, most people know what happened.
Yeah, they know what happened. People took offense to it. Comparisons to 1930s Germany, and, you know, it was just, you know, it was strongly worded.
Strongly
and
worded.
It was about the refugees, and the people were talking about stop the boats and all that nonsense, right?
Yep.
A couple of things. First, I got to talk about this stop the boats thing. That's first.
Okay, go there, please.
I think that there was, I forget who the analyst was on, he was on Sky. He was on, you know, Sky. And he came on and he said that, number one, the politicians don't want to address the issues.
Right.
Right. It's the same thing you discussed this, right? Yeah, they don't want to do that, right? No. So now they come up with something that is not as big of a problem as they're making it seem.
But it can deflect.
But to deflect everything, right?
Real policies and what I've done and what I have.
Oh, my. So when he broke that down, I immediately thought about what you said. And I was like, this is another clear example of them with the play action fake and
look over there.
Another clear example of that, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then there was the Gary Lineker's tweet and his response. Mm-hmm. I found BBC's response interesting.
Yep.
Right? I found it interesting. One, because we just had a World Cup.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
It's just a World Cup. Almost every single day, it was, look at what's going on in here, and they have no this and no this, and blah, blah, blah. Promoted openly.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can say anything on air, right? Against another country. But the minute a citizen of your country takes aim at your policies, boom.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Yes.
Big problem.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I found that interesting.
Of course you did.
I was like, you guys don't see the hypocrisy playing out in front of you here? No, this is... So they responded, obviously, and then the domino effect was also interesting, right? Because the BBC said, okay, for this particular show, Gary Lineker has to step away from Match of the Day. And then there was a trickle-down effect because, you know, obviously you got to show solidarity with Gary Lineker. A lot of the, you know, commentators,
pundits. You don't
pundits,
have to, but you did.
But they did, right? They chose to do that. But you know what? This is something I always tell you, J-Val, right? Always. Whenever we are about to head into a battle.
Oh, I love when you talk like this.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do I tell you, Jay? I'm like, are you willing?
Are you willing to go all the way?
To go all the way here.
That's that is your, that is, you listen to the problem. You take in all the information. And that's the first thing you ask before you even come up with an answer.
Period.
Where are we going to take this?
Are you willing to go all the way?
Yep.
Because if you're willing to go all the way, we can do that.
Here is the plan.
Right.
Yes.
But if you're not, just let it be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Every time.
So a lot of the people who were responding and up and in my head, I was like, how far are you willing to take this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How far are you willing to go with this? Because if BBC decided, you know what? We're going to stick to our guns here.
Yes.
Right? We're going to stick to what we... Are you willing to lose your job? Are you willing to never work again on this channel or pretty much any channel? Because those spots are very limited, right? Are you willing to do that because of something that Gary Lineker tweeted and the response to that?
Yeah.
So that was my initial take for that. And then we got asked a question. It was like, okay, so we were on BBC before, right? We were on BBC. Would you have been in solidarity and stepped down and said, we're not doing this show? And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, if we were on at the same time and our show came up, would we not? Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I would have been like,
we had nothing to do with that
we
show.
Got nothing, nothing to do with that.
But if they asked us to replace, we wouldn't have.
Would we have done our show? Because a lot of other shows were like,
oh, right.
You know, they weren't going on air.
Right. Would we have done our show?
I was like, 1,000% we would have done our show. Because number one, we don't have anything to do with that. And number two, how far are you willing to go? If you're not willing to go to the death.
Yeah. Don't flex.
Don't flex.
Yeah. Don't flex. I didn't think about us and our show. I didn't even think that part.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't even.
Somebody
didn't,
just pointed that to me earlier.
Yeah, I didn't.
Simon.
I didn't
even, was his name.
I didn't
Simon
think about that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. So, the first thing I thought when it was happening, I started to peel back the onion immediately, and obviously I redirected my thoughts to not what he did, what he said, or even his beliefs. It went to the core essence of, what, are you really free?
Okay.
Okay, and what does your freedom entail, right? So, I did. It wasn't about agreeing, disagreeing, anything. And the first thing I was like, I said to myself as it played out was, okay, your point. How far are you willing to go? And I thought he was willing to go far.
He was willing to go far.
Purely by circumstance. You can go far when you have a sense of security. You don't have to buy milk for your baby. Right?
1,000%.
Okay. So that's the first part. I'm like, okay. You know, he can flex. And what other worry does he have? He has a lot of advantages. Right? Now, when the chips are stacked against him, what you saw, what I enjoyed was unionization. We always talk about it. We talk about the power of a collective. of a group. When a group is challenged by an authority, how do you respond? Especially when the authority thinks you don't agree with them, mm-hmm. the power. The power will allow you to flourish if you agree with them,
mm-hmm.
or you make them money.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree with them, or you impact their money, what do they always try to do? Fragment, break you up, mm-hmm. get control. Okay, this is pure tactics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going through. We're supposed to have a recession looming, right? Mm-hmm. So, what have we heard the past couple years? Oh, we're in a recession. You know, you're gonna have to pay you less. We're gonna have to do this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to do that. We come out of it, profitability. Everybody's, you know, oh, back. We're making money. Nobody's sharing those profits. Mm-hmm. Now you're hearing in businesses, oh, we're going to slow down spending, right? We work for a corporation that says that.
Yep. Yep.
Who are they talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Workers. The only way workers who collectively make companies money get a say is solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
So, the situation stands as it is. Are you, first challenge, can you have an opinion outside of your job?
Mm-hmm.
That's in play,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because he didn't say it on air, right? That's what I think.
Yep.
Okay, boom. Can you have that? That's a fight. And hey, I might not agree with what you do, Jay Bill, because I'm telling you right now, it's times you haven't agreed. Mm-hmm. You have told me you haven't agreed. Mm-hmm. You sat there and was like, you are wrong, but I'm rolling with you,
yep.
because I can't show separation in this pack.
Yep.
That's a union.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fight. And the response has to start with the people with the power.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first people that said, I'm flexing, was Ian Wright,
mm-hmm.
and did not surprise me one bit. First person, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then went from there.
Mm-hmm.
Then, where do you really show strength? Backup quarterback in the game. You want to shine? Come mm-hmm. on, it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't playing today.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, you're not playing either? Okay, all right. Who's the third string? You're not playing either?
Mm.
Oh, we might not have a game? Starting quarterback. Come in the office. Let's sit down and talk.
Let's talk.
Mm. Because what happens as it moves up the ladder? It becomes your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And your problem, what does that do? It takes milk off that table.
For everybody.
And then you start to compromise. You start to adjust. I'm not saying everybody gets what they want. But you don't get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is solidarity. That's unionization. And this is an example we saw as a country, as a world. They talked about this in America.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they targeted one person and the collective said, regardless of what you said, the collective said, these are workers' rights. We can see what you're doing. We can see the power has a different set of rules
mm-hmm.
for the few. So the many, we might not have that power, but what we do have is we have the ability to stop this engine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to slow down this. Now, if you and your chair right here that makes decisions, if you want to come sit here, come on down, buddy. Come in the line of fire.
Mm.
But you don't. And as long as we're together and you can't go to the bottom of the fish tank and pull somebody up to replace,
mm-hmm.
what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
If the workers walk out and the machines can't, a person can't push a button for the machines, the corporation has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is why what we talk about in society, what we talk about as far as corporations and workers, it's all the same. Understand the power of the collective and getting together. This is why throughout history, they have tried to separate us and make us think we're different by all walks of life. So when the pressure's on, we can't find common ground. Those people did.
It's very interesting, Jason. And you're 1,000% correct. 1,000% correct, right? I find it interesting, the response
mm-hmm.
from everybody else.
Okay, talk to me.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're correct, right?
Who is everybody else?
Hear me out. So when you think about the way this played out,
yes,
right, and the way other situations have played out, even in our league,
yeah,
right.
Ooh, I knew. I didn't think about this.
Right.
Yeah.
It's different.
I didn't think about this.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You had a star player,
mm-hmm.
basically Gary Lineker. You see, they chose the wrong person to try to.
They chose the wrong
take
person.
On. They chose yeah. the wrong guy.
Yeah, Gary was the wrong guy to try.
Wrong guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Wrong guy to try.
A guy who has security,
mm-hmm.
right? Influence,
yep.
Options,
yep.
And people were going to side with him, right?
And it even didn't matter if they did or didn't because of all the things you just said before that.
All of that going for him. And the power dynamic wasn't where they thought it was. Right? It wasn't where they thought it was. And there was immediate backlash, and they had to come back to the table.
Yeah.
We had a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the power dynamic was different.
Talk about that situation.
Kaepernick.
Yeah. Yep. Colin Kaepernick.
What mm-hmm. he was fighting for, he took a knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Till this day, he still isn't playing in the NFL.
Yep.
Till this day.
Yep.
Because the power dynamics were different.
Very true. If that would have been Tom Brady.
What are you talking about? Right? That would have been Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And when we talk about power, we talk about performance.
Period.
We're not talking about anything else. Do not get this twisted.
So when
you
those
said this a long time ago, too. I remember you saying this.
And it plays out right in front of you.
I remember you clearly saying this.
Plays out right in front of you every time.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Is this why you had to, when the lawsuit happened, you had to put your name on it?
Because at that point in time, you know, it was me, it was Brady, Drew Brees, like the biggest players at that time, when we were locked out.
You were locked out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
the lockout, sorry.
And I was like, well, at that point in time, I had all those things. I was
yeah,
secure.
Yeah, yeah, didn't, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we could drag this out yeah, however long yeah, you want,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah.
And then with the backing of those players, or me backing them, mm-hmm. something you're going to have to negotiate.
Yeah.
You have to negotiate.
Yeah. You need someone in a superior position, strong, ticked all those boxes that you refer to, and then the backing.
The backing comes.
The backing, definitely at the top. There is an issue where they continue to try to pierce layers, mm-hmm. but if all those layers are under a conglomerative, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. a union, a collective,
mm-hmm.
then they're bound for the mission.
Yeah.
And this is why, I mean, in America, the fight against unionization is at every front.
But how long, thankfully we never found out, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this situation with Gary Lineker,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because
mm-hmm. we believe he could have probably held out indefinitely. Right?
Yeah, say he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, say he doesn't come back.
But the people who backed him,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them aren't in that position.
Right.
And then the trickle down effect.
Yeah.
Simon was just talking about all the other people who were out of work,
yeah.
basically,
yeah.
because of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
How long do they go on for?
I don't know if they have a union, but this is why you have one. This is why you're forced to get one, because you see the implications of that. You see how this can change. You see how everything's interconnected, but yet you're not aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But you are. So the marketplace would have had to dictate how long it went on.
Mm.
Now, what does the consumer want as far as a product? The product is no longer at one place because they have stripped it down to the bare bones. Well, then it moves somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
and you let that, you know, if you talk about capitalism, well, there it is.
Yep.
Right. Well, we all understand you can't let capitalism dictate everything, but boom, there it is. We go to another network. Hey, does all those people now start something online and now it's this way, this format here? That's what would have to happen, mm-hmm. because the people still want to consume. They still love, they still enjoy the people that are delivering this product.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would have to shift. In that, it would be messy. It would be difficult for everyone. That's what most people don't want to do, especially when they control a market share. Come back to the table.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know what you mean. How long would it last? And that is why together as a group, you have that security that you are in it. And there are things in place for that. I mean, when you have strong unions, you got things like, okay, if this happens, you still have healthcare. If this happens, you still have this. If this happens, you still got that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you got these fail safes because they understand if we got to go to battle, we got to be armed.
Yeah.
They don't want you armed.
Yeah.
And they want to keep you separate. I mean, a lot of all our strength and everything you and I do, it isn't a secret. It's because we are aligned.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But in all this, the truth of the matter is, J-Bell, as much as we admire and respect BBC, because we do.
Yeah.
They were dead wrong.
It's what happens.
Dead wrong,
it's
bro.
What happens when an opinion comes from so high,
mm-hmm.
and moves down so quickly that it's not thought through.
Yeah.
Because you're like reacting to power.
Yeah.
And the only way you defeat that coming from the bottom up is in numbers.
Yep. Yeah. They were dead wrong, man. You can't do all that stuff in Qatar and then when he like you can't do that. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, man. But anyway.
You know what's fascinating on that? And we always talk about the NFL and talk about how you have a group of 32 people, all different businesses come together. They collectively have a union.
Mm.
They revenue share to keep it all going, keep mm-hmm. everybody strong, mm-hmm. right? They have a thing. I was thinking about this. You think about the competition committee,
mm-hmm.
the rules. Oh, see, when do they change? Every year?
Mm-hmm.
Do they adjust the rule every year?
Something's changing.
Hey, this... The marketplace is this. This is happening. Mm-hmm. The OCs of the world are so good. They're so much better. We're going to change the way they can actually do their job
mm-hmm.
to make the game better.
Mm-hmm.
How come that doesn't happen in society?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that go on.
But you have a league. You have eyeballs. It works out. You get why. As players on the field, we might complain, but overall, we look at it and we go, okay, we understand. It's for the greater good of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working.
Yes.
But for the greater good of society,
mm-hmm.
we won't change anything.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not how it is. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Mm-hmm. Don't help anybody. Don't change anything.
Mm.
It'll all work out.
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't.
The system that the NFL has created, to be honest with you, is magnificent. I'm not just saying this.
Just look at it compared to society. We might complain about this and that, but ultimately, there is always a negotiation.
All the time.
Nobody's ever 100% happy.
Nope.
Good governance.
Yep.
There are, you know, I'm just saying of how structurally,
mm-hmm.
it works as far as putting a product on the field. Does it work? Is it good? Is it competitive? Compensation.
Imagine for one second, right? If.
And you have to fight for these things.
Yeah. But imagine if countries mm-hmm. operated the way the NFL operates.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine how incredible, how much better the world would be if they operated with that. Okay, we're going to share all the revenue.
We got to keep everybody solid.
We got to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to create competition.
And if
but,
you come in this group, we're going to really break down what you... There's no Trumps coming in here.
But how amazing would that be? Incredible.
I know. It's, and I'm not just, I know people can put holes in that.
Mm.
I'm just saying, when you talk about how it's ever changing as far as the balance is concerned, how you're looking at your world every year, how do you make it better?
Mm.
And why are they making it better? We know why. Money.
Profits. Yeah.
Profit. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That being said. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That being said, man, talk a little. One little football thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk a little bit of football. One quarterback, big name, Aaron Rodgers. Crazy. You never think guys will ever move like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not when they got tread left on the tires, mm-hmm. even though they might not be great. You know, you think a guy like Aaron Rodgers would be moving teams, you know, if he was just a shell of himself. But it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably the Jets, they're working it out. What is your opinion? Is this an example of at some point we're just not going to deal with what you are and who you are? Like, you talk about leverage. It ties into what we're saying earlier. Yes, you are good. You are on the decline, but you're still good. But everything else you bring in the building isn't worth it.
Yeah. It was a clear case of that, especially for Green Bay. You know, one of my favorite sayings is when they say, you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Right? Shut up.
It's the
truth. I love that. I know.
I love it.
You're ridiculous.
This is exactly what's happened to him there.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He was there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So such a high level of performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then his performance slipped a little bit last year. But his mentality with all the things and all the extras that continued. And they're like, hey, buddy, you didn't perform up to the level of behaving in this manner.
Yeah. 50 mil.
You didn't perform like that. So we're not going to. At some point, they had to cut the cord. At some point, that had to happen.
Yeah.
And they said to themselves, okay, we're not dealing with your baggage anymore. We're not dealing with all the things that you come in with.
Yep.
Great football player.
Oh, yeah.
No question about
still
that. Amazing football player. But to them, getting to the end of his career,
mm-hmm.
like, well, we're just gonna go ahead and pull that plug now and move on. So I get it. I understand.
Totally. Do you think the Jets, if he goes to the Jets, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Do they become in that conference? The AFC East, where you got battles on your hand. Miami, Buffalo, New England?
Mm.
Can he compete? Does this change that team?
I mean, obviously.
That's a lame question.
Yeah.
I mean, can they legitimately compete and get and beat those teams and
definitely
get in the playoffs?
Yeah. I think they can. When you look at the Jets and the way they're built, obviously you look at their defense.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm thinking.
Very, very good defensively.
Yeah.
Then offensively, they have some outstanding weapons.
Yeah.
At the receiver position.
Yep.
So you put in a quarterback like that
with
those weapons and that defense, obviously they're going to get better. But then when you look at the division that they're in, Miami just upgraded, got Jalen Ramsey, now got two of the best corners in football, good pass rushers, two of the best receivers in football, a quarterback who can distribute the ball, get them.
He's
look
healthy.
At Buffalo, you look at what they got going on over there.
Straight up.
Look at New England, you always assume that they're going to be in the mix.
Don't you ever second guess them.
I'm not, I'm a competitor, but I'm not. I don't want to run head first into that jungle. You know what I mean?
And you've been in some jungles.
Yeah, I've been in some real jungles. I don't want to, the dying, embers of my career. I don't want to spend it in that fight. You know what I mean? I want to go somewhere I want to remain in the NFC North. He's in the NFC North. I want to remain there.
Right. I mean,
I don't want to go to the AFC and go start battling with all those fools. And then to make it out, you're going to have to deal with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
That is the jungle. Man, I didn't think about it like that. Maybe that's the challenge he needs.
Mm.
I could see that being true by the competitor he is, kind of how he psychs himself up. We'll say this. I wonder if it's going to work. We're going to look at it. But I thought this culture. Is the culture set in New York?
No.
The Jets. I thought we were going to disagree. I feel like it might be set enough for him to come in and not dominate the culture, not change it.
What's their culture?
I think it's defense, tough. You know, what's their saying? All gas, no brakes. Mm. You know, they play fast, they fly around. Like Robert Salas brought in this mentality. If that's set, if they believe in it, I don't know, OC. Mm. I don't know, because you're looking at me, because I don't know.
Yeah.
If it is, there's a chance. But if I feel like if he comes in and you expect him to have that Tom Brady effect, like when Brady comes in the building, they're like, man, he's going to show you how to do this. It's the work. It's all that. That is
the
not
difference.
Right.
Yeah.
But if this guy can just tie in and be an effective, efficient quarterback, like an adult at the position, right? Like we can depend on him. We're going to go hold it down on defense. I think it'll work for the short term.
Yeah. Imagine, and this is probably unfair. It's actually 1,000% unfair. But imagine Aaron Rodgers with Brady's mentality.
Oh, I don't
imagine
even
that.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah, imagine that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my. I mean,
imagine
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's thank goodness that didn't happen for the NFL.
Thank God that didn't happen.
That would be scary.
Nobody would have had a chance.
Man, I think it's time to end on that, because that right there is one of those what ifs that nobody wants to see.
Mm.
Cause I'm telling you right now, them two Super Bowl rings you had, he might have got a little bit outside of the pocket on you.
He would have had all of them, buddy.
Like, ah!
Oh my God!
I was just there.
Why is he so good?
I had him in my hands, though. Oh my goodness! Till next time, I'll tell you this: you're gonna come back. I'm not telling anybody what you're doing, but you might have some information.
Oh yeah,
you might.
Big time.
You might have some things and saw some things that we can discuss.
We're gonna go get us some money, bro.
Go get it. There's some good things happening.
Oh yeah.
There's one of our friends has just re-signed, I heard.
Who, F.A.? Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah. That's where I'm going.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to Arizona for.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
We gotta talk.
Yeah.
Till next time.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was out.